In his first budget address just after he became governor in 2010, Chris Christie promised the people of New Jersey that he would review the hundreds of authorities, boards, and commissions that populate New Jersey government.
Our goal? To consolidate or eliminate those that should not exist, and to end the excessive compensation and pension grabs made by those in this shadow government.
But as WNYC's Andrea Bernstein reports, Governor Christie's administration blocked oversight of the Port Authority over and over again.
Right from the get-go, Governor Chris Christie filled the Port Authority with dozens of political loyalists. The governor offered no apologies.
I reserve the right to put people in places, both in terms of these authorities and this government, who are going to execute the policies of this government and not the policies of the last administration.
Christie gave the job of chairman to his close confidant, attorney David Sampson. Behind closed doors, Team Christie put together a plan, rebuild huge infrastructure projects in New Jersey that would take the pressure off Trenton's budget by transferring expenses to the Port Authority. It would also boost Christie's political fortunes. As we now know, Sampson's private law firm was benefiting too. But even with a multi-billion dollar budget, there wasn't enough cash for all the projects. So in August of 2011, Sampson went to the Port Authority board and asked for a toll hike on the Hudson River bridges and tunnels.
Because if nothing were to be done, hundreds of construction projects already underway would stop.
We now know that Governors Chris Christie and Andrew Cuomo had pre-approved the toll hikes. But at the time, the two said they were taken off guard, expressed outrage, and ordered an audit of the authority's finances. On the surface, the audit's findings seemed tough. It called the agency dysfunctional. It criticized inflated spending and careless budgeting. But as Sampson noted in a conference call with reporters when the review was released, all the blame lay on previous management.
Have concluded that the agency's new leadership is fundamentally reforming the agency.
The audit didn't touch the problems of patronage or corruption. Jameson Doig is a professor at Dartmouth and Princeton and the author of the definitive book on the Port Authority.
My impression was that the report was not independent and objective, that it was written based on what the governor's offices would like to have it say. This isn't unusual.
So the audit, counterintuitively, became the first way that oversight was averted. But the toll hike drew outside attention. AAA sued to block the hikes, demanding the Port Authority open its records. AAA spokesman Robert Sinclair from just after the hikes went into effect.
We see the toll hikes by the Port Authority and their facilities are not only unprecedented and exorbitantly high, they are also unlawful.
But the Port Authority, with the backing of the Christie administration, legal records show, resisted the lawsuit with a blizzard of legal paperwork and motions. This is the second way Team Christie blocked oversight. Led by lawyer Randy Mastro, the Port Authority refused to release 339 documents, including communications with the governors. Mastro and the legal team argued in briefs that those documents were off limits, quote, in order to safeguard the quality and integrity of governmental decisions. 2.5 years after the lawsuit was filed, the documents have yet to be turned over.
You don't have an easy pass.
In the spring of 2012, the late Senator Frank Lautenberg picked up on the inquiry, holding a hearing at the Capitol. He wanted transparency about the toll hikes, the patronage hires, and the cancellation of a train tunnel under the Hudson River.
And we expect you not to give us a song and dance.
Third way to block oversight, don't answer the questions of Congress. Christie appointee Bill Baroni, the Port Authority deputy director, showed up with a thick binder at his side. It was full of embarrassing information about Lautenberg. Baroni fended off the octogenarian senator's queries.
When did the governor get word of the fact that you were going to boost the rail?
Well, Senator, I'm not going to get into conversations that I have with the administration.
No, you don't. My friend.
I'm just not going to, Senator, I'm not going to start having conversations with who I talk to.
You're refusing to answer the question.
Baroni was later sanctioned by the Senate for failing to meet the standards of civility and decorum. Lautenberg's questions were never answered. Fourth way to block oversight, run out the clock on legislative subpoenas. New Jersey Assemblyman John Wisniewski didn't want the machinations of the Port Authority to remain hidden. Beginning in 2012, he subpoenaed documents, among them the minutes of highly secret executive sessions of the agency's board. 20 months later, Wisniewski complained that the Port Authority's lawyers, led by Randy Mastro, were stalling.
Because we're still waiting for complete answers to our subpoenas that the Port Authority has only partially answered.
And now the fifth way oversight was blocked. The Port Authority is a bi-state agency, so to get control, lawmakers in two states have to pass identical laws. That means approval by four legislative houses, two governors. In New York, it took 9 years and three governors to get a reform bill passed. But when New Jersey lawmakers succeeded in passing their version, Christie vetoed it.
So first of all, the Port Authority accountability bill was nothing more than a press release with a bill number from John Wisniewski and the Democratic State Party.
Christie said the bill should have applied to all New Jersey authorities.
If they're serious about it, then let's come with a bill, and that's why I put that bill back at them. Let's come with a bill that covers everything.
But Senator Loretta Weinberg said Christie's objection was killing reform in the name of furthering reform.
Obviously, New York legislature is not in a position to pass a piece of legislation that will govern some internal authority in the state of New Jersey.
Because to actually become law, it had to be identical in both states. The New Jersey Senate couldn't muster the votes for an override. The bill died. The tolls kept rising, $12.50, $13.50. Christie kept getting his ribbon cuttings. David Sampson's law firm prospered from clients with business at the Port Authority. That might have been it.
All right, 211 four-lane traffic is a nightmare. The GW Bridge is totally gridlocked.
Until this past September.
10-4, we're getting calls from irate motorists.
Once again, in an effort to thwart an inquiry, Port Authority Deputy Executive Director Bill Baroni went to the Capitol in November. He was armed with red Sharpies and a giant photograph of the George Washington Bridge access lanes.
But how do you not ask the question of, is it fair?
Traffic was jammed, Baroni maintained, because of a study. The study was trying to ascertain whether it was right for Fort Lee to have what he called its own access lanes to the bridge. Even then, Assemblywoman Linda Stender wasn't buying it.
This hearing is about the lack of communication and the poor conduct of the Port Authority.
You
and you are here trying to cover that up.
No,
what I would like to know is whether or not you have an email trail. You're trying to tell us that this major, a study that had a major disruption on your major bridge has no paper trail, that there is not a single email that explains how this was done. That defies all logic, and nobody in this room believes that.
As we now know, there was quite a significant paper trail. Thousands of pages of emails, texts, and documents. A top aide in the governor's office wrote, "Time for some traffic problems in Fort Lee." That brought the scandal all the way to Christie's doorstep. The governor has ordered his own investigation. For that, he's turned to Randy Mastro, the same lawyer who aggressively blocked oversight at the Port Authority for years. Mastro's report to the governor is expected any time. For WNYC, I'm Andrea Bernstein.